Hello and welcome to Building Insights. I'm James Parker, editor of House Builder and Developer. Today I'm joined by Debbie Waddington, who's Group HR Director at Keepmoat. Keepmoat, founded in 1931, remains a top 20 UK house builder, and despite a very challenging market, managed to post record results in May 2023. Revenue was up 10.9%, and it's building more homes than it has done, while others are slowing production. The firm puts a lot into its own sustainability strategy, but remains in a difficult industry in 2024, with a cost of living crisis added to skills challenges. That's why Debbie Waddington sits in a crucial role at Keepmoat, bringing wide experience across not only construction, but also financial services and telecom sectors. She says she is passionate about getting the right people in the right roles, which has never been more critical, but also in driving a people-centric culture to ensure employee engagement and benefit the company's retention. Debbie says she's comfortable working in a fast-paced and fast-changing environment, so working at the top level of Keepmoat surely fits the bill. It's great to have the chance to speak to Debbie to discover how what she does aligns with and supports the company's aims going forward. Good morning, Debbie. Great to have you on. Hope you're well.
Hi, James. Yes, sir. Very well. Thank you. And it's lovely to be on with you and to meet you. Thank you.
First off, your role, describe what it covers and why it's key to the business at Keepmoat.
Yes, absolutely. So my focus is, in a nutshell, it's around people and culture, which covers an awful lot of different things. But ultimately, it's focusing on all elements of our people strategy and driving a kind of positive workplace culture, one that aligns with our values, as I'm sure you would imagine, and also enables us to bring to life our vision, which is building communities, transforming lives.
And could you describe how you personally have helped shape the business's future in recent times, including its sustainability?
Yes, absolutely. So sustainability in a business for me is about much more than kind of environmental credentials, particularly in my role. And a successful business for me is sustainable because it can carry on doing what it does far into the future. And in the case of Keepmoat, that means building homes, driving thriving communities, creating places for people to live, and also jobs for people who live in those communities as well. So that's kind of the sustainability part that I'm focusing on around people and people's lives, actually.
Okay, so yeah, it's quite a wide definition of sustainability, or that's on the perimeters maybe of what some people might call it.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of sustainability of your workforce and how obviously that helps to support your goals for the next year and beyond in a difficult climate. So yeah, it's not just, we're not really talking about green construction. We're definitely talking about sustainability economically there, aren't we?
Absolutely. I mean, there are the things that we are doing in our sustainability plan obviously do pull in those different elements as well. You know, the strategy itself focuses on people, as we've just said. It also focuses on living, so creating those living spaces that people want to live in. And then also it's about the building side, so reducing carbon, for example, and looking at better ways of building homes. And we do an awful lot of work in that space.
And I guess obviously recently with, you know, various firms going bust, economic sustainability is regarded as crucial in the industry in terms of safeguarding, future-proofing the aspects that have made you a top 20 house builder already.
One of the key things that have contributed to us being that top 20 house builder is around our partnership way of working and our partnership model. And that, again, does come back down to people. Ultimately, that you thrive in a partnership model through the relationships that you build with all the various partners. That's how you kind of buy land, and that's how we run our multi-tenure offering as well to the various partners. So there's an awful lot in that space for us, and our people out there building those relationships, keeping those relationships going, that's actually what sets us apart, I believe. and made us and enabled us to be so successful this year, particularly in a year, as you've said, where a number of our peers and a number of the larger PLCs haven't actually been buying land or carrying on building in some instances. In some areas, you know, have been closing regions, for example.
Been a lot of defensive kind of action, yeah. What do you put that down to? Is it being extra careful with where you're building or having future-proofed some of your staffing?
Yes. I think it's a number of things, actually. And some of the things that you've talked about there, it's also about our offering is very much aimed at first-time buyers. Our average selling price, I think it's around about £210,000 now. We're not out in the kind of six-bedroom executive homes sector. So from that point of view, that need is always there. And we saw that coming off the back of the pandemic. You know, the need was hugely increased. And it does stand us in very good stead. And even, I think, because of our multi-tenure approach, you know, we can also sell that product. Obviously, we sell it on the open market, but we can also sell it to companies that want that kind of product for private rental, for example, or to local authorities for social housing as well. So we have a number of channels to market.
In a way, for a big company, yeah, it makes you more agile in terms of being able to serve different strands and not putting all your eggs in the luxury market.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
How have you fared recently when we're talking about what is a very unstable job market and what skills remain a key challenge at Keepmoat? And this is obviously very close to your heart as HR head.
We've actually done very well. I'm really pleased to say. So we have not struggled in the job market. We've always attracted talent to the company, and that hasn't changed over the last few years. I think the one thing I would say is, you know, this is, and it often gets forgotten, building houses, it's a hand-built product. So, you know, you do need people with the right skills and the right experience. It's not a huge pool, actually, with kind of skills in this sector, interestingly.
Yeah, bricklayers are few and far between.
They are, and you know, so there's so much work has to go into, which all the house builders do, and everybody focuses in on this area, trying to get people into trades, trying to get, you know, bricklayers, as you've said, joiners, grounds workers. And we do a lot of work in that space to bring house building to the attention of potential candidates. It's not always the first one that springs to mind for people.
It's a big job to do there, isn't there? Making it the aspirational one that it is in places like Germany.
You're absolutely right. There is a lot to do there, and certainly we do a lot in that space. Our social value managers are excellent. They're out and about in the local communities in the regions they work in, getting into schools, going to job fairs, highlighting the sector as a great opportunity to build a career. Ex-armed forces personnel, and locally we established a training hub for some of the ex-offenders to try out bricklaying, and then if they were into it, then we'd put in some work placements as well. We could put them right the way through our bricklaying hub that we've established in partnership with the NHBC up in the northeast. So there's a lot goes on in that space, trying to bring skills through.
Going into schools and doing that and spending time doing that is not a nice to have in a way. It's kind of seeding your future employment in that region, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because really, some of those people could go onto site when they're 18, and it's your literal supply pipeline.
Yeah. We also partner with the NHBC with their Women in Construction initiative. That is very much about encouraging women to come and work on site. We've brought through some great talent from a site-based point of view as well. So that's very encouraging. A lot more to do, obviously, in that space.
Is it slowly increasing within Keepmoat, the females on site? Is it going in the right direction?
Yes, slowly, but it's going in the right direction, and that's the key. And, you know, you for me, I think you have to get yourself to keep going. You get yourself to a tipping point, and hopefully then, you know, it does really push on. But so the work that we do in that space, I think, is hugely important. And the work we do to get more women into the sector in any role is also crucial.
It's a long game, I suppose, but you see these very slow cultural changes.
That change is happening, and that change will only grow further, I think, so, which is very satisfying. These training hubs, they're not just our, it's like the one in the Northeast isn't just for our people. We do open them up to other house builders as well for placements on the various hubs, because ultimately we've all got a vested interest in getting people through and developing skills. Even if they don't end up working in our company, it's still important.
Yeah, that's refreshing to hear, because I don't imagine a lot of other major house builders would take that view. You're happy to let others take the fruits?
In some respects, you shouldn't be always so precious about resource. You'd be more delighted that they came here, clearly. Ultimately, this is kind of what the sector needs. It needs trades. It needs people that are building these houses, because they're not necessarily going to be productionized.
MMC isn't going to suddenly take over, yeah.
Exactly that.
Do you see getting the right workers as the biggest challenge currently for the industry? Do you think we'll get the skills that we need by 2030 to build 300,000 homes, that mythical number?
Well, it's certainly a big challenge. We do a lot to enable it and drive it on. And there's always more you can do, of course. And that's why we're keen to get out and share our employer value proposition, so that hopefully opens people's eyes to joining this sector. We also target in, where we can, other sectors. So, for example, hospitality. People in hospitality have usually got great customer service skills. So that's a pretty obvious one to try and tap into. But ultimately, you know, I think we've all got a part to play in this space, and we just have to really keep focused on it. There's lots of different functions and lots of different roles that contribute to making a successful house builder. And sometimes, again, people forget about those types of roles as well when they're thinking about house building. They think very much about site-based, maybe quantity surveying or, you know, land, for example, all vital. But equally, you do need finance people, you do need HR people, you do need marketing, legal, IT, and they can come from those types of other sectors, as you've said. I think that works. Clearly, as somebody who transitioned in 8 years ago, getting people in from different sectors with great ideas and creativity about technology and ways of working, that's helpful, because, you know, if you just keep doing everything that you've always done, you usually end up with the same result. So trying to bring some different skills in that'll drive some creativity and push us is important, hence tapping into wider sectors, as you've said.
You're a big company, but you're not so big that you haven't got a handle on your individual sites, and, you know, you don't apply this kind of sledgehammer approach to things, presumably. You can be quite hands-on if necessary, if there's an issue.
We can be, absolutely. We've got 9 regions and about, probably off the top of my head, about 85 sites currently. And attention to detail is essential. So if we need to dive in, then people have got the skills and the ability to dive in. And support, that's the key. It's supporting and enabling so that we achieve what we need to achieve.
And so that people start to see that more energy efficient houses actually do work better in practice.
Absolutely. And we're doing a lot in that space with the First Homes Future Homes initiative as well. We've got some great examples. I think one of our best ones is on Gedling Green in the Midlands. And that is that's a phenomenal initiative that we're supporting.
As a woman, do you still feel like a rare species at board level? And what are your goals in growing diversity?
Well, I don't feel like a rare species, to be fair. So there's lots of women at various levels and in our company. So we've got a good representation. throughout the all of the different kind of levels. I think the key bit for me is to be a good role model. I think, you know, I am very passionate about what I do and why I do it. I've got a positive outlook and I'm naturally collaborative. So I think those things help enormously. So I think I bring warmth and empathy to the role as well, which is important, given we're talking primarily about people and culture, and they're the lifeblood of the company. And a healthy team is one where you can challenge, you can share views, you can question, and you can bring different ideas. And also, when you have worked elsewhere, you might have a slightly different perspective, which I do think helps as well. The one I'm often credited with is after the pandemic, I think the view internally was it might be quite hard to sell houses now. And my view was, I think we'll sell lots because people will want to, finally will want to move, or they'll want to buy their first home, or they'll, you know, want to stop living with their parents, for example.
Your predictions were extremely right. Obviously, it's changed a bit since then, hasn't it?
It has, yes. Last year was, you know, we had a couple of years of greatness in that space, but last year it slowed it down a bit and a bit trickier to navigate through. Having said that, we navigated through the pandemic very well. So we were quietly confident, I think, that we could get through it. I don't sit as the kind of group HR director that nobody really knows or nobody speaks to. I'm out in the business. I'm at various board meetings, various site visits. Anytime I'm out in a region, I like to walk around, say hello to people. I do a lot of Teams calls, Teams talks, sessions where which drives up visibility as well. We don't set diversity targets. We're primarily trying to spend most of our time getting people into the business, you know, or developing skills or helping people grow talent internally and getting people through into promotions. That's the main focus. So, which actually is working. So much more to do in that space, to be fair. So that's my main focus. But as you rightly say, role modeling people and different people role modeling that they can progress their career and get promoted and build on their career here, I think is extremely important.
So lastly, the fantastic 2023 report, which was presumably that financial year. So we are talking going back a little bit. Do you have any particular takeaways from that and the sustainability roadmap?
That financial year ended last October. So as you say, a good few months ago now, but it was a really good year.
A surprisingly good year.
Surprisingly good. We were delighted and actually managed to build more homes than we'd built previously. So that was a phenomenal result and so vital. But yes, I think, you know, again, we remain competitive. We remain focused on our partnership business model because that's a key enabler to us. I think from a point of view of our sustainability roadmap, that is absolutely essential to us. Still focusing, as I said, around those three core areas. So people, living and building, that continues to be a priority for us, as does our partnership working and kind of trying to manage through what I'm sure will still be a rapidly changing environment and probably just as challenging. But on we go.
But it's been great speaking to you, Debbie, and hearing how successfully you've navigated the last few months and personally brought all your skills to the table, recruiting all the people that you need, which is far easier said than done.
Well, thank you, James.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.